There is a caravan of several thousand Central American migrants moving through Mexico, some of whom may reach the United States. In the broad sweep of immigration, it's not that big an issue, but President Trump, through tweets and rally speeches, is making sure everybody knows about it.
That is an assault on our country. That's an assault. And in that caravan, you have some very bad people. You have some very bad people. And we can't let that happen to our country.
The president offered no evidence for that claim, nor did the White House back it up. As NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports, his statements are no accident.
That's happening.
Chants of build the wall roared inside the Houston arena where President Trump rallied the faithful last night. In recent days, the caravan of migrants has become a key feature of Trump's rally speeches. Democrats are to blame, he says, and Republicans, of course, will be the saviors.
We will end sanctuary cities. Stop catch and release, visa lottery, chain migration out. And we will keep the criminals, drug dealers, and terrorists the hell out of our country.
Go back to 2015 and the day Trump rode an escalator in Trump Tower into the race for president, and his rhetoric is little changed.
They're bringing drugs, they're bringing crime, they're rapists, and some, I assume, are good people.
He was asked about those comments in 2016 in a sworn deposition, and Trump's response reveals something about how he sees immigration as a political tool.
Illegal immigrants, yes, illegal.
And I
which is a very big topic in this country, and which is a topic that, you know, has led to my nomination in a major party in the country.
Recent polls show that for Republican voters, illegal immigration remains a top concern.
It is a political winner for the president heading into the midterms.
Mark Short was White House Director of Legislative Affairs in the Trump administration and is now a senior fellow at the Miller Center.
Americans still want border security, and I think as they see images on TV of the caravan coming, that it reminds them of the need to have border security. Politically, it does work for the president's benefit right now.
The irony is immigration is an area of great frustration for Trump. Border crossings haven't fallen long term. The wall isn't fully funded by Congress or Mexico, for that matter. And efforts to work with Congress to change immigration laws failed. Daniel Garza is president of the Libre Initiative, which is part of the Koch political network.
It does activate the base. It gives them a sense of passion, you know, for, you know, the things that they believe in. And in that sense, he's winning. But you have to govern.
But this is peak election season, and governing isn't the immediate goal. 2 weeks out, it's all about boosting the base. And President Trump has found again and again that illegal immigration is a powerful motivator for his supporters. Tamara Keith, NPR News.